are very thankful for our speaker tonight who has traveled afar, not just for Pius, but he's here. So I get to introduce Father Angelus. Some of you might recognize him, whether it's in the wall down by our office, or maybe a podcast, or maybe from last year. But Father Angelus is a triplet, graduated from Pius in 2003. I learned that he was the starting quarterback here, and also played basketball, and also was involved in plays, musicals, all that. Yep, great, okay. So he was a real deal. And then he went to Loras College for 4 years before attending St. Greg's, and then in 2009 went on to the CFRs in New York, where him and his twin brother, so one of the triplets, are there currently, and they do great work, and they come back to Pius often. So super thankful for Father, so let's give it up for Father Angelus.
All right, hey everybody, how's it going? It's great to be here. Thank you. You guys didn't have school today? What a gift. So, as Scotty said, I live in New York City, and I came in to do a few events at the Newman Center and doing some traveling throughout the Midwest in these next few weeks. So, just really great. And I'm really, anytime we can come back to Pius, we try to come back at least once a year. And it's just such an awesome gift to come and be with you. So, thank you for the invitation. And I get even more excited, brothers and sisters, because we're going to have adoration tonight. And Jesus is going to be here, and I'm just happy to share just for a few minutes about my own experience with prayer, the importance of prayer. And so I want to start with this. I went from a funeral yesterday at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Cardinal, New York, one of the sisters community, and the mother superior of the sisters community passed away. She was a really saintly woman, and then I got on a plane and came here. And one of the things, brothers and sisters, that I can't get out of my heart over these last few days when we were celebrating this holy woman was someone who came to the funeral who's a good friend of mine, and she is a hermit. And so when I saw her for the first time, I had this profound experience of a woman who was completely in love with God. And I just couldn't stop looking at her. I couldn't stop looking at her. She was so radiant. And I had like interior like experience. I had emotion coming up. I just couldn't get over the fact of how much, first of all, how beautiful she was, but how much she was in love with God. And brothers and sisters, I want to come before you tonight. Again, 20 years ago last year was my 20th. So it wasn't too long ago. I'm going to be 40 this year. That makes me feel really old. But I had this question, or I had this proposal to you. And I just want, if you remember anything tonight, I want you to remember this. And here it is. Brothers and sisters, you can have as much of God as you want. You can have as much of God as you want. The gift of being his sons and daughters. The gift of being baptized. The gift of, and I know you know this, but I'm just going to proclaim truth over you, that Jesus actually lives inside of you. The Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit live inside of you. When's the last time you thought of that? When's the last time you remembered that? He lives inside of you. You can have as much of him as you want.
And where the challenge comes, brothers and sisters, is that we want a lot of other things. You with me on that? Yeah? Yeah, like, yeah, I get it, Father. That's the difficulty, is we want a lot of other things. Especially being in high school, you guys are at the prime age where everybody is competing for your heart. Everybody is competing for your attention. I'm going to keep saying it over and over again. Brothers and sisters, you can have as much of God as you want. But that means you might have to give up space in your heart or space in your mind for him. The gift of prayer, the gift of intimacy with God, is so wonderful, brothers and sisters, and it's such a gift, and I want to say it's a gift because it's his gift to you. You're showing up tonight. I'm so impressed. I'm so moved by not having school today and you guys showing up to come live and be in adoration with Jesus. That's so wonderful. But I don't want you to think for one second that this was your initiative, that this was somehow something you're doing. He wants you. He desires your heart. He desires your attention. It's his initiative that brought you here tonight. So do you expect beautiful things from him? Do you expect that he's going to speak to you tonight? I want to ask you, when's the last time you heard the voice of God? Every time you pray, brothers and sisters, we can be open to the voice of God. When's the last time you heard his voice? What does it sound like? What did he tell you? He wants to speak. He wants to move your heart. When we get to spend time with him in adoration, he just wants to love you guys. He just wants to love you. Sometimes we don't know what to do in prayer. We don't want to do in adoration. First of all, we have to remember that he invited us. It's his initiative. So he's way out ahead of you. Somehow he planted something in your heart tonight to want to be here. Actually, I don't know if that's true. Maybe he planted it in your parents' hearts. Maybe he planted it in someone who cares for you, who invited you to be here. But somehow you're here because he desires that. Prayer, brothers and sisters, always starts with God's desire for you. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that wonderful? It always starts with him. So when he's going to come in here in a few minutes, he's been pursuing you all day, waiting for this moment to be with you. And I'm wondering if tonight you can move out of the way some of the things in your mind or heart so he can have more access to you. Just gently. Wonder what's in the way. Maybe it's some distractions. Maybe it's a YouTube video you watched before you got here. Maybe it's your homework. Maybe it's friends or things you're kind of consumed with. Maybe there's some anxiety or struggle in your heart that kind of has competition for your heart. I get that. But I wonder if you could put that aside for a second tonight and let Jesus love you. The secret of the saints in prayer, brothers and sisters, they all have some version of it. St. Therese, St. Elizabeth of the Trinity, all these beautiful saints, some version of them saying, all you got to do in prayer is to let Jesus love you. That's crazy that it's that simple, to let him love you. Where do you want to be loved tonight? What part of your heart, what part of your life, what part of your story do you want to be loved tonight? And you just get to let him show up. And you get to show him that. Let him see you in a different way. Let him love you in a different way. Let him console you and encourage you in a different way. You can have as much of God as you want. What's in the way? What's in the way? My brothers and sisters, I had a great high school experience. But I wish I had someone tell me that I had a lot in the way in my heart. I wish I had someone tell me that I had control of my life back then, that I wish I had someone encourage me to surrender more of my life and surrender control of my life to the Lord, because I was making it look good. We were going to mass and go to adoration. We were doing the things we were supposed to do to be like good followers of Jesus, but it was still all about me. It was still all about me. What if we could be here in prayer, brothers and sisters, tonight, and it didn't have to be about us anymore, but it could be about God? How much of him do you want? And what are you willing to do? What are you willing to move out of the way to let him love you? Whoa. Whoa. Wonder someday if we continue to pursue and experience prayer like this, if people see us and they're like, man, he is totally in love with God. She's totally in love with God. I wonder if people can be provoked by our love for the Lord and the way he comes to us simply by just answering that provocation. You can have all of him that you want. My brothers and sisters, I just ask you to close your eyes, and I'm just going to say a prayer with us as we begin. And I would just love for us to open our hearts up into a different way to the Lord tonight. I just ask you to close your eyes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, we just love you and praise you and just know that you're here. Jesus, we know that you're in the hearts of everyone in this room. I beg your Holy Spirit right now, Lord, that you may give my dear brothers and sisters a new experience of your love tonight, a new experience of your presence, a new experience of your pursuit, which is what prayer is, your pursuit of us. As you process in this room tonight, I pray my brothers and sisters, Lord, could just experience you in a deeper way. And I pray for courage to fall in this room tonight, Lord, that whatever is in the way, we may put aside, even if it's just for a brief time. If there's fear and anxiety, we just put that aside. If there's control or pride, if there's doubt, we just put that aside tonight. I just invite you, brothers and sisters, in your heart, just to say the word, come. Just come, Lord Jesus. Just in your own way, in your own words, but just to ask him to come. Give him permission to come. Through the power of Our Lady's prayers, and through the gift of the Holy Spirit, may you be filled with the life of God this night. If there's anyone in this room, Jesus, that needs to go to confession, I just ask that you'd break down any fear or worry and just give them the courage to encounter the mercy of God in a new way. As we wait for the Lord, brothers and sisters, just keep saying that, come, Lord Jesus. Just keep inviting him, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus.